for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is Friday morning, May the 26th, 2017. Deborah Vales is the speaker of this service, teaching on refusing the spirit of fear.
And so we're going to talk about refusing the spirit of fear. And the scripture, I kept hearing it, so I knew that this really was the way to go. So I'm going to start with 1 John 4:18. Father, we thank you for this time. We give it over to you now. We thank you, Father God, for your word. And I pray, Father, that you have your way in this time of session, Father God. And I ban the enemy on every side. We thank you, God, for the untapped power of the Holy Ghost. We ask, God, that you have your way. I pray, God, that your people will be receptive to your word today. We give this over to you. Let me say nothing, God, that you don't want said. Let me say nothing in self or flesh. But Father God, you get the glory and honor. And Father God, we thank you. We praise you, God, for liberty in the Holy Ghost. Free course, Father. Holy Ghost, you have your way. We thank you in advance, God, for what you will do. And you just have your way all day long, Father, with every speaker. Send your words with power and authority. We thank you, God, for the breaker anointing. We thank you, God, that your people will leave here changed and free, edified and built up and lifted up, Father God, encouraged to go further, Father God, free to go further in you. And we thank you, God, for all that you're doing for your people, all that you've already done. We say thank you. And we give it over to your hands now to have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so 1 John 4:18 says this. It says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Now, we know that Jesus is love. He taught us how to love. And when you want to know more about the love of God, you can look in the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 13 is one of the ones that I refer to a lot about how to walk in the love of God, the favor of God, and being sincere and being kind and being good. That is really the mantle of agape love. So when you're walking in fear, then your love ain't right. And God will teach us how to love. He teaches us how to walk in peace. All right? So there's no fear in love, but perfect love. That means perfect there simply means to be complete and whole. And one of the things about deliverance I'm finding is that God is making us complete and he's making us whole. Spirit, soul, body, our mind, our emotions, our mental, all facets of our life. You know, you could be whole physically, but you could be sick emotionally, so you're still not quite whole. So our emotions have to be come up. Our mental has to be. All parts of our body, our life, God is making us whole. So he works on one area, and then he may come into another area. So as we're made whole and we're complete, we can walk in the love of God, and we can walk in the peace of God, and we can, you know, walk in the rest of God and all of that. And then the fear has to leave. At some point, we got to recognize that fear is of the enemy. And we hear about fear all the time. And fear, we're going to talk about just a little bit how it comes in our life to hinder us. I know in my own life, coming up, growing up, the battles I've had with fear. Just one example, fear of people. Fear of older women. When I was young, I really didn't like older women because I was afraid of them. They looked scary to me. I love you, Jerry. I love y'all. really do. But when I was a kid now, Jerry would have been scary to me. I'll be real with you. I would have ran. But God has freed me. He really has. He's delivered me. And I thank God for the freedom that comes when you let God. You have to let God in. One of the things I saw this morning is that some of us, you shut down. And when you shut down, nothing gets in, but nothing gets out. So at some point, you have to be real and say, you know, that is a problem. Okay? I had to admit that I was afraid of women in these dark green houses that live by themselves. Anyway. And, you know, people told me they were witches and stuff. So, you know, of course I was afraid of them, right? But anyway. And then I only found out that they weren't mean. They weren't hateful. They just were lonely. And they just needed somebody to love them. All right? And so when you run, love. Come on. We all need somebody to love us, to take care of us. Okay, so when you open up your heart, you know, and you just let down a little bit and you say, wait a minute, now I got to just breathe, you know. You let God in. When you let him in, then he'll show you those areas in your life that you need help in, okay. So we want to be matured. We want to be perfected. We want to be whole, okay. Years ago, I never knew I would be up here, not necessarily at Lake Hamilton, just up here, period. Because I didn't like to talk, and I didn't like to be in front of people. I didn't like to give book reports. So, you know, I was one of those shy people that, no, I'm not doing it. But God delivered me, and I thank God for it. Amen. Because, you know what, I would have missed my potential and what God had for me. And so when you allow fear in, fear will keep you from your potential. Okay. So there's another scripture. And this is a scripture that I prayed to get free from some areas that I'll talk about in a minute. But 2 Timothy 1:7. Now you've got to understand that the Word of God is what we need to battle with. Okay, it's good to get prayed for. It's good to come and get prayed for. We all need that. But your weapon, the greatest weapon that you're gonna have is the Word of God and prayer. So you need these scriptures, okay? 2 Timothy 1:7, it simply says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Okay? The Amplified says it this way. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity. And I used to think that it was okay to be shy. I used to think it was okay. It is not okay. It's not okay to be shy and inward and in a cocoon and in a shell. It's really not. Because you still won't be, you won't live up to your potential. Okay. So God didn't give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving and cringing and fawning fear. Okay. But he has given us a spirit of power and of love. There's the word again. Okay. And of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Now for me and my culture, okay, we can be very emotional at times. And I've had to learn that, you know, you don't have to be so emotional. All right? You can be balanced with it. Come on. Amen. You know, when I was young and we used to lay hands on people and I'd just be shouting at them. Come on out of there, you know, just laying hands and just throwing them down on the floor, you know. You gotta do all that. You know, I don't want people saying I'm something that I'm not. You don't have to be so emotional, although we are emotional people. Yeah, I understand. I believe that, you know, God expects you to have some emotions. All right, but he also wants us to be disciplined and self-controlled and mind the Spirit of God. Just obey God. But do it in the way God would do it. In other words, follow the Holy Ghost. I'm learning that, you know, the Lord just said simply just pray for Brother Merle. All right, don't make no gyrations. Don't get up on the chair and, you know, don't do flips. And, Don't get up and, you know, don't make a scene. Come on, somebody, don't do that. Just simply do what the Lord tells you to do and sit down. I was sitting over there and I said, okay, I'm going to just simply do what you tell me, Father, and I'm going to sit down. Okay? And that's what you do. You just learn to just follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. That's what it means to be disciplined and self-control and in control. Okay? So, and you don't have to be afraid and intimidated by folk, okay? Walk in the authority that God has given you, all right? Because he's given each of us authority and boldness, all right? That's one thing Jesus said. He's got to give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing, oh my God, shall by any means hurt you. Come on now. So you don't have to be afraid of the enemy because God gave you power over him. Every demon that would try to come in here, give you power over them. All right? I was in a service last week, and a witch decided to come. We welcome them when they come. Y'all look at it, be funny. Yeah, they're going to come anyway. They're going to come whether you welcome them or not. But the thing is that you don't have to be intimidated by that. You bind the enemy because I'll tell you what, if they know if you're real or not, they know if the power of God is real in you, they know if you're serious. Come on, somebody. They know if you're playing. They know if you're full of religion. Come on here. They know if you got the power of God. Come on here, somebody. And either they will do one or two things. If they want to get right, they will. If they don't want to get right, they won't. And they will hit the door. So we just have to learn to walk in our authority. And the thing about it is that this incident, the reason why I'm mentioning it, and this doesn't go with the message, but I'm going to mention it anyway, okay. The first night, the person came and got all in the service. But the next day, the leader... Now, thank you, Holy Ghost. I know why he told me to say this now. Because when you go into a house, you do have to mind the authority of the house. Because the next morning, the leader called me and warned me and said, that person is a witch. Okay. I said, well, sir, the person had did something that upset the leader. And I said, sir... But the information that was given to the leader was wrong, and I corrected it. And I said, sir, I said, that's not what exactly happened. I said, and if you need me to speak to this person, I will. And we don't want anything to go on that shouldn't because he's the pastor. You go into a house, I know why I'm saying it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You do not override a leader. Even though I was invited, he said, no. He said, you have authority to preach and to do. You have liberty. But you don't, just because of that, you do not usurp authority over a pastor. So, on my way to church, I asked the Lord, Brother Merle. I said, Lord, is that person a witch? I said, if that person a witch, let him come back. Well, the person came back halfway through the service. The person walked in. I went, whoa. Well, the person had a different demeanor that night. Didn't amen. Didn't say nothing. Well, I was preaching on Jezebel. But I understand why he didn't say nothing. But the Lord taught me something. You see, number one, you have to obey authority. Okay, if you don't obey authority, you're going to be a renegade. Now, okay, I'm going to leave that right there. That I don't care if God has told you to do A, B, C, and D. Obey authority and make sure you're not a renegade running here and there. Because if that's what you're doing, God is not sanctioning anything that you're doing. All right? So get under authority. Get submissive. And make sure you're getting developed properly Because if you're not, you're going to run into trouble. And those witches will get you. Now, let me go on. Amen. Hallelujah. Fear. The definition of fear comes from the root word phobos, or phobos, or what is it? Where you get phobias. Okay? Phobos. That which may cause flight, and fear will cause you to run. Okay? Like when I was a kid and we'd go past them houses and get to them and run by them. Okay? It is a psychological reaction to something or someone who poses a threat to our sense of security and safety. Okay? So some examples of phobias, just a few phobias. It's like fear of water. Okay? That's aquaphobia. Some of these I can't pronounce. Fear of spiders. Okay? Fear of failure. So if you have a fear of failure, you really won't do a whole lot because your mind will say you can't do it. You know, it's like you want to go to school, but you don't think you'll pass the class, for example. You know, you're already dooming yourself because you feel like you're not going to make it. Okay? Fear of failure. Fear of being alone. Autophobia. Fear of flying. Fear of heights or that type of thing. Fear of making decisions. When I saw that, I'm like, wow. Fear of demons. And finally, noctophobia, fear of the night. Okay? Fear of the dark. Okay? Now, how many of you know that the Spirit of the Lord gives us authority over the night? That as prayer warriors, intercessors, believers, we should take authority over the night through prayer. Okay? So, we should not fear the night. There are different degrees of fear, right? There's sudden fright, like fear or fright. In other words, suddenly something happens, somebody comes up behind you and scares you. You know, that's suddenly something you're not expecting, okay? Alarming fear, something you dread, okay? Something that grips your heart, in other words. Or you're anticipating an event and you don't want to do it, you're dreading it, but it's a fear there, okay? Okay, terror. And when I was thinking about this earlier, we have a lot of terrorism going on. And a lot of people are living in fear as a result of terrorism, you know, where what ISIS is bombing people and people's heads being chopped off and, you know, a lot of Christians are suffering terrorism. Those young men, I think it was last year, whenever it was like 22 of these young men, they beheaded them because they were Christians, because they love the Lord. And so that's terror. That is terror. What if it came to your neighborhood tomorrow? You know, what if a group of, you know, these soldiers came to our house and said, you know, do you love the Lord? You know, are you serving Jesus? Are you willing to deny him? You know, we've been hearing this from time to time. You know, this may happen and all of this. And but it's come to some people's back door that they've been given the threat of deny the Lord or we're going to kill you and that type of thing. That's terror. But we have to know that Jesus is on our side. And no matter what comes our way, we'll not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, because the Lord is with me, and he is my help. And we have to know by the word of God, God, you are my help. And no matter what I have to endure, you will help me to endure it, okay? And God will help you, amen. All right, so then there's panic. This is sudden, frantic fear that robs a person of reason. And when someone gets in a panic, they can cause harm to themselves or harm to someone else because they'll make a rash decision, such as if you have a gun in your hand and you get in fear and a panic, that gun could go off and someone's going to get hurt, okay? Like we saw where someone got killed, I think it was last year or whatever, it was a police officer shot the young man in fear. I know he was afraid. He just he was afraid. He thought the boy had something in his pocket. Before the boy didn't even pull his hand out, he was already gone. He shot him 2-3 times. Fear. So fear can cause you to make a rash decision that you regret the rest of your life. Okay? Now I want to give you some signs and symptoms. This is not a long message. I'll give you some signs and symptoms of fear. You don't want to pray. I want to do 2 prayers. One, divine fear, and then another one, a healing prayer. And I'm going to be done. Some signs and symptoms of fear. Fear shows up in various ways through numerous symptoms, okay? Number one, agitation. Now, we get agitated by a whole lot of things. I used to say this and I had to stop doing it. Going throughout the day, your children can agitate you. The dog can agitate you. Situations can agitate you. I'm just agitated. Well, the more you say you're agitated, you're going to be agitated. My boss is agitating me. I just, you know, here she come again. She agitating me. You gonna be agitated. Come on, somebody. You know, your speech will betray you. Come on. You gonna be agitated. They rub me the wrong way. They gonna rub you the wrong way. Come on. Anxious. Okay? Being anxious. Nervous. Okay? Apprehension. Okay? Confusion. These are symptoms of fear. Okay? Critical. Do you know critical spirits can be attached to fear? Okay. Being very critical. Depression. Okay. Distrusting. Doubt. Faithless. Okay. Now God wants us to have faith. That's trust. That's belief. That's relying on God. When you don't feel like it. Okay. When it don't look right. Okay? When all the circumstances is going the other way, God is saying, trust me. Okay? Take me at my word. I'm learning the importance of relying on the word. And I'm learning the importance of reading the word and staying renewed. Renewing my mind, Carla, on the word. I'm learning the importance of leaning on God's word. Because he listens to it. So when I put him in remembrance of his word, I'm standing on him. All right? And so when you put God in remembrance of his word, he's got to listen. He will answer you. He's faithful to his word. Okay? Fear of abandonment. Now, the word abandonment, I am a little bit familiar with that word. I don't like it. Okay, but I ain't afraid of being abandoned because Jesus will never abandon you.
Right.
Okay? He will never leave you. All right? And if he allows things to happen to you, don't blame him for it. Okay, maybe a reason. Accusation, right? The enemy accuses. I think it's Revelation 12. He is the accuser of the brethren. All right? So understand, the enemy will accuse. So when people come to accuse, don't take it personal. All right? You might be doing something right, meanwhile that's happening to you. Okay? Fear of authority. Okay? When you have these kinds of fears, it causes you to back up and not go forward. All right? Fear of being alone. Fear of being hurt. All these things can cause you to close down. Fear of bugs. I put that in there. I used to have a fear of bugs. You know, big bugs, little bugs, medium-sized bugs. Now I kill them. I attack them. For real. Okay. They don't mess with me. No, they have to leave my house. They can't say, you know, when the Holy Ghost lives in your house, that stuff don't have to. No. No, we had this happen not long ago. And Buzz decided that they were going to come to my house. And I said this. I said, they can't stay here. And this person looked at me like I was crazy. I said, you think I'm crazy, don't you? Well, I'm serious. And I did all the stuff that they do, did some bombs. I did that. I said, but they gonna leave. They left. First of all, the Holy Ghost lives in my house. Okay, so no foreign matter can stay there. Right? Now, I don't allow stuff to come through my television. And Randy, I'm real about God. You know, witches and warlocks don't come through walking through my TV. Violence and crime and, you know, and stuff like that. They don't come through my TV, okay? Because that house belongs to God. Now I'm serving God, right? Everybody in there is serving God. So, but what I do, I don't have no time to be fighting demons because doors like that are open. And some of you are fighting these demons because you go home and you get in front of the TV and you watch that stuff and you wonder why you can't sleep. You wonder why you keep having the same problems because you're opening the wrong doors. You have to keep those doors closed. See, nah, think about it. I have a lot of fun now. Yeah. Fear of darkness. Fear of death. Let me tell you something. Let me stop here. Don't answer this in public, but how many of you read your Bible every day? How many of you meditate on the Word every day? How many of you praying and seeking God every day? Because all of this will keep you hydrated. You know, you got to stay hydrated in the Word of God. The Word will keep you. You know, it will keep you. That's your lifeline. So stay connected to your lifeline. Fear of destruction, fear of disapproval. These are all signs and symptoms of fear. Fear of failure again, fear of germs, fear of heights, fear of infirmities, both mental and physical. Fear of judgment, okay? Fear of losing one's identity. Fear of man, all right? Fear of people's opinions. You got to get over that, all right? You got to set aside what people think of you. People gonna think what they think of you anyway. Right? And it doesn't matter something. It don't matter what you're trying to do. They gonna still think it.
Right.
So just forget about it. Alright? Love them and go on. Okay? Fear of claims. Fear of poverty. Fear of rejection. Fear of reproof. That's like fear of being corrected. Fear of snakes. Fear of sounds. Fear of spirits. Fear of storms. Trains. Unknown. Fear of water, inadequacy, insomnia, nervousness, nightmares. These are signs and symptoms of fear. Stress, tension, unbelief, and worry. Now, the Bible tells us not to worry, not to have any anxiety about anything. All right? So no matter what comes your way, don't worry about it. I don't care what it is. Do not worry. Okay? Well, they told me by 3:00 tomorrow, if I don't have such and so, they come. Don't worry. Don't worry. God will take care of you. He will watch over you. Okay? I'm a witness to it. He will. Don't worry. Worry is a sin to worry. You end up with the ulcers and all this, you know, all these, what is it, stomach stuff, you know, acid reflux. You know, it ain't worth it to worry about people. Folk don't like you. All this stuff here, you don't fit in. Don't worry about it. You ain't supposed to. You ain't got to fit in. Come on, run your lane. Oh, okay. You know, We each have a lane to run. And if you learn that God has given you an assignment and you work on your assignment, you don't have no time to be worried about somebody else's. I have enough to do. So I don't worry about anybody else's. It's freedom. You see, fear has to fall away. It's like a leech. It's a black leech that you don't need. Okay? So don't worry. Alright? I'm going to pray. And after I pray, I'm just going to call out everything I just said. And I'm going to be done. Father, I thank you for freedom today. So stand to your feet. If you want to be free, I'm asking you to pray and let these demons out. Just let them out. Okay? Just let them come on, roll right on out. Amen. Hallelujah. So, dear Lord, we come to you now and we thank you, first of all, Father, for your word. We thank you for revealing, hallelujah, and exposing the spirit of fear in our lives. Hallelujah. We ask you, that's right, just come on out. We ask you now that this spirit be halted and aborted from operating in our lives. We bind and we call out agitating spirit in Jesus' name. We call out anxiousness, apprehending spirits, confusion demons, binding demons, mind-blinding spirits, critical spirits, judgmental spirits. Come on out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I take authority over all depressive spirits in Jesus' name. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, come on up and out of your people, God. Right, come on out right now in the name of Jesus. All spirits of distrust in Jesus' name, and doubt in Jesus' name, faithlessness right now. And Father God, those spirits that would cause, I see some spiritual ear stoppers. Pop out of them ears right now in the name of Jesus. Come on out of their ears right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, open up their ears and let them hear what you want them to hear in the name of Jesus, and help them to receive from you, God, in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we thank you for bringing deliverance from fear of abandonment. God's son that's been abandoned from childhood. Oh God, in Jesus' name, broken relationships, God, in Jesus' name, that brought fear, in Jesus' name, God, bring deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. We come against accusing spirits, authority issues right now. Oh God, those that don't like authority, my God, Father God, I ask right now that you, God, bring freedom in Jesus' name. Those that, God, have a fear of being alone, right now, God, we bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, those that have been hurt, God, and don't want to be hurt anymore, but have a fear and have closed themselves down in Jesus' name. Father God, we come against that in Jesus' name. All condemnating spirits right now, fear of darkness, fear of death, fear of destruction, fear of disapproval, fear of failure, fear of germs, fear of height, fear of infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. Fear of losing one's identity right now in the name of Jesus. Fear of man, fear of woman in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Fear of people's opinion in Jesus' name. And that fear that's keeping you from stepping out, keeping you from obeying God, come on out in Jesus' name. Father God, those that are inadequate and feel inadequate right now in Jesus' name. Insomnia demons, come on out right now. Nervousness spirit, nightmare spirit, those that are being terrorized in their sleep in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. We bind all stress, all tension, all unbelief and worry in Jesus' name. Father, we take authority over the enemy right now. And God, I thank you for freedom. I thank you for liberty, because he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And God, we lose the power of love. We lose soundness of mind. We lose boldness. We lose peace. We lose spiritual madness, the spiritual mind of God. We lose liberty and courage to move forward in you. And God, we will do exploits in your name. We thank you for freedom. We thank thank you for liberty, and we thank you, God, for breaking every bondage of fear in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we love you today. We appreciate you for healing, God. We thank you, God, because we know that it's by the stripes of Jesus that we are healed. I'm going to pray a prayer of healing and health, and then I'm going to be done. Lord, we thank you that Jesus carried our sicknesses and our infirmities. So we cast out all spirits of infirmity now in Jesus' name that would attack our body in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and we cast out any spirits of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in lungs, bones, breath, throat, back, spine, liver, kidneys, pancreas, skin, stomach, in Jesus' name. We rebuke and cast out spirits of diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, insomnia, in Jesus' name. I speak healing and strength to our bones, muscles, joints, organs, head, eyes, throat, glands, blood, marrow, lungs, kidneys, liver, spleen, spine, pancreas, eyes, bladder, ears, nose, sinuses, mouth, tongue, and feet, in Jesus' name. Father God, we come against heart attacks that's been rooted in fear, in Jesus' name. We come against diabetes rooted in rejection, in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you, God, that you're healing multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis that's rooted in self-hatred, low self-esteem, in Jesus' name. God, I ask that you heal high cholesterol rooted in anger, hostility, in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you heal sinus problems rooted in fear and anxiety, in Jesus' name. Come on out, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, that, Father God, high blood pressure that's rooted in fear and anxiety, come out, in Jesus' name. All asthma rooted in fear, come on out, in Jesus' name. And weakened immune system, in Jesus' name, come on out, in Jesus' name. Rooted in broken spirits, in Jesus' name, come on out right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for healing strokes rooted in self-rejection, self-bitterness, and self-hatred, in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask right now that you would extend forgiveness and they would forgive. Oh God, right now, I know that they prayed forgiveness earlier, but I pray right now that they would open up and ask you to forgive for allowing fear and guilt and self-rejection, self-hatred, unforgiveness and bitterness, sin, pride and rebellion from opening up in their lives, in Jesus' name, that opens the door to sickness and infirmity, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for soundness of mind and sound hearts, in Jesus' name. And I ask you for a heart of flesh, that, Father God, us as your people would have hearts of flesh to receive your word, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because God, you give us life, and life is in the Word of God. And we thank you for your Word today. We thank you for liberty, and we thank you for healing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Bless the food. Okay, so Father God, we thank you for the meal. We thank you, God, for our dear brother as he prepares the food. We ask that you bless him, Father, and all that's in the kitchen, all those that are working, Father God. We ask that you bless them, Father God, as they labor and they work, Father God. And bless the time of fellowship, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.